Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly Radio Show. Happy you are with us today. Farm Defense, Holly, a source in which can protect you while you are working outdoors.
Yeah, farm and garden in the ultimate comfort. Farmer's Defense has lightweight and durable sleeves made to protect you against the elements while farming. Farmer's sleeves offer unparalleled protection of arms and skin for any farmer, gardener, or outdoor worker. Say goodbye to irritated skin and sunburns in the garden. Their sleeves offer cooling comfort and protection against the elements outdoors. An alternative to thick clothing, Farmer's Defense is made of wicking material with UBF protection factor of 50 plus to protect you from allergens and scratches. To find out all their great products and more, visit farmersdefense.com.
Well, mulch, Holly. Mulch is a key to gardening. It's not a necessity, but it certainly is an added tool in order to help your garden grow better. The benefit or the purpose of mulch is to, one, hold moisture into the ground, two, suppress the weeds, and it, in the early season, keep the soil warmer, and in the hot season, keep the soil cooler. A proper amount of mulch can reduce the soil temperatures to, from as minimal as 3 to 5 degrees, which can make a tremendous difference on the type of plants you're growing and keeping those roots cool and moist while they're trying to produce.
Absolutely. So there is options for edibles and options for decorative. So what you put around your decorative plants that you won't be eating, you may not want to put around your edibles, but I think anything you put around your edibles, you could put around your decorative plants. So they're not interchangeable, but they
halfway.
So the first one I think that a lot of people might overlook is straw.
Straw is the stalk of the grain or stalk of the grain plant, whether it's oat straw, barley straw, wheat straw. You can utilize that. There is concern about organic straw versus inorganic straw. We've always just got straw from either found on the side of the road after the Halloween season and or purchased straw from the garden center and utilized it either for straw bale gardening and or mulch around the plants and never have had a problem with any type of residue if something was to have been sprayed on that straw. You can do your research and ask your questions, but we have not found any issue in what we have used. Wood chips is another form of mulch. Wood chips is more utilized, or we would recommend to be utilized around perennial beds, berry beds, asparagus beds, something in which you're not going to go in and till the soil, as the wood chips breaking down can take nitrogen out of the soil, which is one of the key elements for plant development, making the plants green. So you would want to utilize that, and that can be something that can be used pretty much in any bed, ornamental or edible. Use it around trees, fruit trees, nut trees, anything like that, in order to hold the weeds down. Now, it doesn't mean it's 100% going to eliminate the weeds. It's not a chemical, but any type of mulch can greatly reduce the amount of weeds that come up. So wood chips is another source of mulch in which you can use. You can get find free wood chips. You can find the wood chipping power people and say, hey, you know, here's a couple of dollars. Would you bring it over the driveway? You can mulch your own with specific mulching tools if you have a lot of limbs. So a couple of ways of going about doing that.
Absolutely. So you can use the wood chips for that. So the leaves, now this is something that you're not going to necessarily have in the spring. It's something that you need to think about in the fall is to collect your leaves and then utilize them for your mulch. And the nice thing about leaves is that they are of abundance typically. And then you can also bag them and save them for the spring if you want to. They do break down quite quickly. But they do feed the soil, which is nice, and they make really good mulch.
Yes, and pine needles is another means of mulch. Pine needles can be found pretty much year-round. If you are harvesting, it's called pine straw in some areas. If you're going to take the pine needles from the around the pine tree, you don't want to go all the way down to the soil level. You want to leave a little bit of protection, as if you got pine trees and they're casting over the grass area, you can rake all those up and utilize them. You can take some from around the base of the tree. Pine needles, yes, are acidic at 3.5 on the pH scale while they are on the tree. Putting them in the garden will take a very long time to break down, and by the time they break down, they neutralize to a 7.0. So you're not going to, and we see this over and over again on any and many social media platforms, on videos. Here's what you need to do to make your soil acidic. Add pine needles. Pine needles do not make your soil acidic.
There's a garden myth.
Yeah, it's a garden myth. Yes.
Yeah. So they don't make your soil acidic.
If you're going to use them for composting, you only want to use 10% per the volume of your compost, because they will take a long time to break down. Cardboard is another one in which you can utilize mulch.
Pine needles. Some people say that the slugs don't like going over them. I don't know how true that is, but it is a possibility. Cardboard. So cardboard might not be a popular mulch or an aesthetically pleasing mulch or any of the
above. We know there's chemicals in the glue.
Yeah.
We're aware of that.
Right. But you might have a lot of cardboard and you might not care that it's not aesthetically pleasing. And if it stops the weeds from coming through, then use it.
Yeah, if you don't want to use it around the plants, you can use it in the walk paths and then put pine straw or leaves or straw on top of that, and, you know, type of thing. You can do that. Cocoa mulch, Holly, this is the mulch that is the chocolate smelling stuff, isn't it?
So this is more, now cocoa mulch is definitely for decorative plants. I don't think you'd use that around edibles. I've never heard of anybody using that around edibles. Yeah. Now, if you do have a dog, you do not want to do the cocoa mulch unless it's in an area that they wouldn't have access to, because dogs want to eat the cocoa mulch, lick it, whatever, and chocolate is very poisonous to dogs, so you want to keep that in mind.
Rubber tires, or the kind of the mulch in which you see around playgrounds. I don't know many people are going to utilize that in their home garden, but that is something that people may choose to use. I would shy away from that. One, because it can retain heat. And then two, it doesn't look that good to me. It's a playground material. I was just thinking
that if you put the rubber tire, whatever chips, yeah, it's going to look like a playground, because that's what they put on the pads of the playground. I mean, it's not the chips, but it would be kind of playground-esque.
Right.
And I just feel like it would smell when it's hot out because mm-hmm. of the sun baking it. Like, it would smell like a playground.
Like asphalt.
Yeah, like asphalt, but just the rubber tire chips.
Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to go back to cocoa mulch.
Yes.
So if you do decide to use cocoa mulch, know that it's very dusty.
Uh-huh.
And when you spread it, you get that dust on you, especially if you're wearing sunscreen or it's a humid day, it will stick to your skin. And our neighbor is he's a flower gardener slash like kind of landscape or whatever. And when I was getting my bachelor's degree a few years ago, I worked for him one summer, and I remember I was spreading cocoa mulch, and I went to the store afterwards, and I had cocoa mulch up and dust up and down my arms. Uh-huh. And this lady is a little lady, is like, "You smell like chocolate." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's this mulch." "What's the mulch? Is that what's all over your arms?" And I was like, "Yeah." And so
it breaks down slowly too.
It does break down
slowly. It will mold.
Oh yeah, yeah, it will mold.
Yeah, it will mold because of the context, the way it's made. It will cause mold, and it may cause issues there.
You might want to shower hose off or whatever before.
Well, I mean, just if you apply it and mold, you can't really shower it off. I mean, you spray it down.
I mean, like if you apply it and then it's stuck to your skin.
Right.
You go to the store, you might have questions.
Synthetics.
So did we talk about pine chips? No, we
have not talked about pine chips. Go ahead, pine chips.
So pine chips are basically like wood chips, and people use them in their decorative gardens.
Shredded paper is another form of mulch. We still get junk mail, even though we're paperless. You can shred that and put that around your plants, your edible plants. The ink is soy-based, so it's not toxic. And that is a very popular video on our YouTube channel. You can find that through our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. And we utilize mulch. You can put around your onions. You can put around, you know, just enough to protect and barricade the sun from hitting the soil. And people will think, oh, it's just going to blow around. We've not had that problem. If you have that problem, mist it with water. once you put it down. Other people will take layers of newspaper. If you're not familiar what a newspaper is, Google image that, because I don't know if there's very many newspapers around anymore. You know,
that's not funny because that's it's something that is dying out.
Right.
And there's I was also, you know, talking to some friends about how none of us read magazines.
Uh-huh.
And so many people used to read magazines. It's not really a thing anymore.
I wouldn't use shredded paper that has gloss on them.
No.
Because it's got that's basically a plastic coating on it. But the newspapers you can lay down and put a couple of barriers of that down and then put straw or one of these items in which we talked about and kind of put a couple of layers of protection over the soil or put them around your plants type of thing. So something to think about. And mulch, synthetic or natural, we would always lean towards natural mulch, whether you're ornamental or edible. So, and mulch, not only flowers and roses and tomatoes and squashes, you can do this around shrubs. Gravel is another mulch. Pea gravel or larger decorative stone is another form of mulch. And you can do that around trees, your trees as well. So, keep that in mind. Think about mulch. It's a very useful and important tool in which we all can utilize in the garden.
If you want to control beetles and grub invaders without affecting the rest of the ecosystem in your yard, then Grub Gone and Beetle Gone are the solution. Phylum's Grub Gone and Beetle Gone target a wide range of invasive and destructive beetles, weevils, borers, and without harming the non-targets such as bees, ladybugs, butterflies, earthworms, or other beneficial insects. You can purchase these products locally in Massachusetts at Words Nurseries, McHugh Garden Center, and Hyannis Country Garden, in Connecticut at Van Wilgen's Garden Center, in Maine at Salisbury Organics, in New York at Fadigan's Nursery, and in Ohio at Berlin Seeds. Phylum Bioproducts. Target the pest, not the rest. That's Phylum Bioproducts.com.
If you want to carry it in your store, you can get a hold of them at Phylum Bioproducts.com or contact us here at the show at GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com, and we will get you hooked up with them.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.